Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is a premier live stream, which means I've recorded it and it's airing now for everyone and you can chat at the same time. It's taken me about three times to record this video because I'm so upset at the government once more extending its arrogance and its control and its oppression and its tyranny and its dictatorship and its totalitarianism and its communisticism and all of that to control what kind of appliances we can use. And in California and in the city of Los Angeles, I'm going to bring you news as to what is happening next month. I'm talking about April and how these public servants are so proud of what they're doing. And I have to say, on the one hand, it's kind of a good thing that they have these kinds of jobs, because who else is going to hire these puppets? Who else is going to hire these mental incompetents? No one. They literally cannot think. They cannot reason. They are lacking logic, because the exact action that they are taking is going to have the exact wrong result. And it's the exact opposite of what they're saying. So I'm going to expose all of these shenanigans and all this hogwash in just a moment. But first, let me bring you on a lighter note, a message from our sponsor for this video. And we are going to hop right on over to healthwithpeggy.com. You know this product because I've been telling you about it. And if you have started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may also have found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and your skin is just not as resilient. And all of that can be related to declining collagen production. Now, I'm impressed because when I first started taking this ageless multi-collagen some time ago, within the first week or so, I really noticed a difference, especially in my hair, in my nails, and in my skin, which started to regain its once youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. So I want you to try this as well, and you can experience the same amazing effects. You can get your order for up to 51% off plus free, several free bonuses, including a VIP coaching, health coaching for life. And you can get this for up to 51% off before their spring sale ends. And that's over at healthwithpeggy.com. I will have a link for you below so you can grab your order and get ready to look your best. Friends, I am really troubled by all of these rules and regulations that are illegitimate. They are lacking in any authority. They are a way extended government overreach, and also the arrogance and the condescension that somebody thinks that they know better than I do what kind of washing machine I want. If I want to have a gas heater or a gas stove over an electric stove, I don't get that choice. There were some funny memes that were coming out about that, because that's what's going on in California, in many cities in California, and in other places as well. But, you know, California and New York, they lead the way. So let me show you a couple of the funny memes, and then we're going to look at exactly what the hogwashers are telling us is wrong with natural gas and gas stoves and gas heaters, water heaters, and so forth. And then I'm going to show you the hypocrisy. And it's just astounding. I'm sure you already are onto it. So let's do this. I want to bring up my images here that I compiled. And oops, let me just scroll down a little bit. And this is pretty darn funny. Let me get those for you. These memes about gas stoves were making the rounds. And I think it's pretty funny because on the one hand, the hogwashers are trying to control us in a certain way. We're supposed to accept all of these things that they're, you know, putting in front of us, but then they get caught in their own lies and hypocrisy. So let's take a look at this. Let me know if you've seen something like this. So this gas stove says, "I'm trans electric." Yes, this gas stove identifies as an electric stove. So how about them apples? I think them are pretty good apples. Here's another one. "Come and take it." And of course, people will use that when they are referring to their personal protection and their bang bangs, if you know what I'm talking about. "Come and take it. You think you're going to take away my gas stove? Oh no." Here we go. How about this one? "My stove, my choice." Meaning, why in the world do I not have a choice over what kind of stove to use? And in just a moment, I'm going to bring you on over to their reasons why they say that gas stoves are so horrible and harmful and shouldn't be used. But let's just cut right to the chase. They want everybody to be electric, 100% electric. Now, I grew up in Orange County, went to Disneyland as a child, and I remember General Electric, they were the ones that sponsored the Carousel of Progress. And there was a song, I'll probably get dinged if I sing it because of copyright, but you know that one, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, right? And that was the Carousel of Progress, and it showed a family through different generations. And it went from when they first had electric lights and then into the modern day and what they thought the future was going to look like. And it was all about the all electric home. And even before my time, they had the gold medallion, all electric homes were being promoted in different neighborhoods, especially in California. Now, California has PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, which basically is like the mafia. Okay. They are so powerful in this state. And I've heard from other people that live in other states that have said, wow, their utilities company is fine and their utility bill is reasonable. And here in California, it is absolutely out of control. So the reason to ban the gas stoves, the gas appliances, is so that the electricity companies are going to have more power, literally, and more control over your lives. So in the previous video I did about how horrible a lot of the electric appliances are, maybe you like them, I don't. I went into great detail, but let's see what the hogwashers are saying about why gas stoves are a threat to our planet and a threat to humanity. So I'm going to hop right on over here. And this is what I found. And again, I did a search on Giggle, as I call it, on purpose, because I want to see what information they're allowing out there. So here we go. Gas stoves pose the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. And I suppose they do, especially if they are installed incorrectly and not properly vented or maintained. Well, everything poses a risk of something if they're not installed correctly or properly vented. Your bookshelf can fall on you. Every life carries a risk, all right? I've been on this planet for many decades. I've never had a problem with a gas stove ever. And then it says, in January 2023, look at this hogwashing. Nearly 30,000 gas stoves were recalled because they could emit dangerous levels of carbon monoxide while in use. I'm a skeptic, and I bet that that was a planted story. I don't even think that that many stoves were recalled. I think that is what we're being told. And then here we go, 2023, the health risks of gas stoves explained. They emit pollutants that irritate human airways. It can cooking with gas can emit carbon monoxide, particulate matter, and even formaldehyde. Well, let's just take a moment here and see if the government is so concerned about the particulates in the air and about an irritant for my lungs. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Do I have like humanity in my kitchen? It's only me and my husband. So if I want to take the risk of having an irritant in my lung by cooking on a gas stove, shouldn't I be able to take that risk? Come on. They're telling us that I'm going to cause asthma for some child down the street. And I hope the child doesn't get asthma, but you can see how ridiculous this is. But let's just go on what the government is saying. The government is saying that they're so concerned about these irritants that are going to, these particles that are going to irritate my lungs. Oh, really? Well, let's take a look now, shall we, at something else that might be irritating my lungs. And it doesn't come from gas stoves. It comes from, here you go, you guessed it. This is an actual photo that I took. Okay, I took this in February. You know, and I know that this is not natural. Now, it is normal because it happens every single day. And I know that because all of you healthy Americans are sending me your photos of what they are doing to your skies. And also note the X marks the spot. And this probably, here's a couple of X's. I did a video called X marks the spot and all of these other weird things about the letter X. I did a video where I mentioned the letter Z, and these hogwashers will do these kinds of things for their own nefarious reasons. This may also be the reason, or at least a contributing factor, to these unusual dare I say, man-made, government-made storms that we've had in California, because all of that I've covered also. And many of you told me that there was excessive spraying prior to that. So you know, and I know that these are not natural. They are normal because they happen all the time. And you know, and I know that this contains aluminum and phosphorus and other types of, you know, barium and other types of heavy metals that are coming into our lungs. So suddenly the government is concerned about irritants from gas stoves getting into my lungs, but they don't care about everything that they're spraying in the sky. You can see the hypocrisy. Now, what this is all based on, and I'm going to show you right here, yes, they really care about respiratory illnesses when they had everybody suffocating themselves, which can cause the respiratory illness. So what I want to do is to bring you on over to an article. Actually, I'll just do a quick screenshot and then I will read it to you, because often it's difficult to see when I'm sharing my screen. But this is it. It actually is from Fox News. I don't watch the news, but this came up in my internet search. And this is what I wanted to share with you. In December, right, of 2022, Los Angeles became the largest city in California to ban natural gas appliances in new buildings in a law that takes effect, actually, see right here, in April, next month. So all new buildings in Los Angeles require these new buildings to be completely electric by next month. Yes, you read that right. And here he is. Chief Hogwasher of Los Angeles that is no longer the mayor. Today, we write a new chapter in building a more sustainable, equitable, how is this equitable when I don't get to choose? And just future for all Angelenos? We are putting communities first and walking lighter on this land. I couldn't even write any more hogwash than this. We are putting communities first. Okay, that's called communism. The community doesn't come first, friends. You do. You and your family and your choices come first. As long as you're not oppressing someone else, you should be able to do what you want to do. And I should be able to do what I want to do. What is this? We're putting communities first. It doesn't even make sense. The electric grid can't even handle the current capacity and load and need and demand. So how, even if you wanted to say you're putting communities first, are you? All right. Didn't know I was going to be going on a rant, but this is very, very troubling to me. Now, let's go on and see what they're doing in New York, shall we? I have another, I told you about, oh my gosh, here I'm going to, here we go. This is just, I'll just read, I won't do the screen grab. And this is another one. Democratic leaders. Okay, first of all, let me just say, we don't have leaders, okay? We have representatives. They want us to believe that these are our glorious leaders. No, they're representatives that unfortunately were not elected, but selected. So Democratic serpents, I'll just put it that way, in major cities nationwide have already moved forward with bans on natural gas stoves. And the illegitimate administration right now in the White House has also put on the brakes on similar regulations at the federal level. So I talked about, maybe I did in the previous video, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, and New York City, which have more than 10 million Americans living there, have enacted varying restrictions on natural gas hookups. So that means your gas furnace, your gas water heater, your gas dryer, your gas stove, you're not even going to be able to, if you're building a new house, you're not even going to be able to get a gas hookup. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right, whether you like gas or electric, don't you care about this freedom of choice? And now, here we go. New York says, New York City is proof that it's possible to end the era of fossil fuels. Excuse me, they don't come from fossils. I've done many videos on that in the past. Oil is an inexhaustible resource under the earth that God created for us to use as we're using. It's like the blood of our earth, okay? Just like water, there's enough water in the world for us to use. And I'm not saying you should waste it or pollute it, but it never goes away, all right? It becomes a vapor, it becomes gas. I'm sorry, it becomes a vapor, it becomes ice. And these are not I'm getting a little so upset with everything here. These are inexhaustible resources. They don't run out. All right. So this fossil fuel is another lie that you've been told. New York City goes on to say, we are investing in a sustainable future. It's not sustainable. In order to generate electricity, you are using oil, coal, and gas. Very little wind and solar is used to generate electricity. So the former mayor, de Blasio, in 2021 said that we are protecting public health and creating good paying jobs in the process. Yeah, because the government is paying for this. So that is very troubling to me. And it says that New York City is going to be the largest city and the first large cold weather city to phase out fossil fuel combustion in new construction. Yeah, how do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. Now, all of this is based on a giant lie. And the giant lie is this, that because what they're trying to do is reduce carbon emissions. They call it decarbonizing the planet. Okay, the plane. Decarbonizing. How do you like, I know I'm going to say it again and again. It's really disgusting. Carbon is the molecule of life. Just like we were told that to restrict your breathing was healthy for you, and that to be injected with a cocktail that has negative side effects and unknown side effects down the road years from now, that that's good for you. We are being told that to rid the planet of CO2 is the way forward. They like that word forward. And they're always telling you to lean in, lean forward, lean forward. You'll start to see that. So let's take a look now, shall we, at just how important CO2 is to our survival. So here we go. I've talked about this before, and I'm just going to share my screen so you can see it for yourself. Okay, this is co2meter.com. And this is a picture of an indoor greenhouse. And greenhouse keepers purchase canisters of CO2 to pump into their greenhouse to increase the yield. That's right, to create more food and more oxygen for the planet. The right CO2 monitors for indoor greenhouses can make a significant impact on overall crop yields and productivity. And the under here, it says for many growers and hydroponic gardeners, the benefits of increased carbon dioxide concentrations are just as vital to growing plants as light and water, all right? We all need light and water, and yes, we need carbon dioxide. Please do not fall for this farce. And I know that there are many lovely, healthy Americans that care about the environment, but trust me, it's not being harmed by CO2. You need to dig deeper. Here we are. Here's more.com. And this is a company that assists probably people that are growing marijuana, at least in California. That's like one of the biggest crops that there is. I'm not in favor of that, but I just wanted to show you that the enrichment of CO2 levels. There are several methods to balancing and enriching the commercial greenhouse environment with CO2. Friends, the whole, what have I got here? Monitoring carbon dioxide levels in industrial greenhouses. Carbon dioxide is critical to plant growth and development. I understand that there's been a lot of indoctrination. I understand there's been a lot of fear. I understand there's been a lot of Greta Thunberg, that little boy that runs around telling people that, you know, the sky is falling. I understand that people have been bamboozled by this idea that levels of CO2 in the environment are harmful. Friends, we need more CO2 in the environment for our planet and we, the people, to thrive, because plants use CO2 basically as their in-breath, their oxygen. And when they breathe out, when they exhale, when they give off, our carbon dioxide becomes their oxygen. They give off oxygen and we breathe that in. It cools the planet to have more trees, to have more lush greenery. In California, they have created more of a drought by people ripping out their green grass or their gardens or their literally their vegetable gardens and their flower gardens, and they put in rocks and they put in asphalt and they put in concrete patios and they put in, the worst of all, fake plastic grass. So they've been brainwashed to think into thinking that plastic grass is actually better for the environment than actual grass. Plastic grass kills the soil. It does not allow for bugs and worms to grow. If you ever wanted to rip that out and plant something, you would have to amend it with all sorts of amendments to make it fertile again. And that plastic is gassing off into the environment. It makes the environment hotter because grass has dew on it in the morning and it cools the planet. It's nice and soft and refreshing to sit on. No animal wants to go onto this artificial plastic grass. And it is stunning to me. People that I know very well that think of themselves as environmentalists have ripped out their flowering plants and their tomato plants and their orange trees, and they've put in plastic grass and they're proud of it because they believe that that is going to save the planet. I'm flabbergasted. I mean, next they're going to tell us that oxygen is harmful to humans. They already did by telling us that we had to suffocate. So I know I went on a big journey on this, but it's because we go back to the beginning, the banning of gas stoves. All right, in Los Angeles, all new construction must be 100% electric. Are you okay with that? I don't think anyone can be okay with that. And they're pushing that as part of the green agenda that was passed by the legislature in California. But now the cities are taking it up on their own. And the thing is, they passed these ordinances like as a almost like an order. Like it didn't go through the proper channels. All of this is very, very troubling. Friends, I will say, I think Los Angeles is a lost cause. I actually do. I think that they want to make it so unbearable to live there that they don't want anyone to live there. The amount of homelessness, the amount of crime, the infrastructure that is crumbling, they took out many of the car lanes and gave them over to buses and bikes so that traffic is worse than ever. They're making these cities uninhabitable. They're making San Francisco uninhabitable. And apparently San Diego is next on the chopping block because they also are going for all of the restrictions for how many miles you can drive. They no longer are going to give permits to developers to develop single family homes. They all have to be the high density housing. And if you've ever been to San Diego, it's massive. And I'm talking about the population is only about 2.5 million, but there's so much open land in San Diego. It goes on and on for miles and miles and miles and miles. So it's control of you and your lives. And so I do advocate that you are educated about it, that you're knowledgeable about it, that you speak to others about the hope. Well, I can't say that word on YouTube. I'm going to have my editor bleep that out, of the hogwash that's going on in terms of, you know, the environment and all of that. It's not true, friends. It's not true. You've got to dig deeper and look at the facts, not at just the information that they want to show you. You know, with cooties, how much of the truth has been suppressed. And if you just wanted to do a giggle search, for example, you're not going to get the truth. Well, the same thing about the climate hogwash. You're not going to get the truth unless you go to the original sources and start to think clearly about things like this. Carbon dioxide is good for the planet. CO2 is necessary for life. And the way that they're peddling this is just, it's not for your good, and it's not for the good of our Earth either. So I think it is important to make your voices known at the city councils, to vote in people, if that's even possible anymore. Who knows if that even works, but to at least alert others and let this information get out there. If you have other ideas as to what we can do going forward, please let me know. Email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. There is one last thing that I want to share with you, and that is this bundle that I've got coming up. Let me link that up for you. All right, friends, as we wrap up this video here, I know I went on quite a journey with you. I do want to let you know that more and more people are actually preparing to sort of render all those public serpents insignificant, that they are going to be creating their own communities. They're like, I don't live on a farm and I don't grow my own food, but I would like to know somebody who does so that in the future, I might be able to barter with them or at least start to think about ways that I can just be more self-sufficient in my own freedom living. And so I contributed one of my products, which is called Panic-Free Prepping. I contributed it to this bundle where you can get 100 plus eBooks, programs, courses, online information. And I want to take you right on over. You don't buy this from me, but you go over to this website, which I've actually, it's tinyurl.com/bundle-Peggy. I will have that for you in a link below. And here it is. It's called the Off-Grid Homestead Bundle. And it is $50 and you get over 100 eBooks and programs, everything you need to go off-grid, start a homestead, live free. You get how to earn income without going to a job every day, canning and preserving, organic gardening, natural remedies, farmer recipes, raising animals. And there's tons of great feedback. I've been a part of this before. And even if, let me know in a comment below, if you participated in this in the past, and even if you have my Panic-Free Prepping course, you get all of these other courses as well that are going to help you be more empowered. And I am all about being empowered because the evildoers want us to live in fear. And if you're taking action and increasing your skills and your knowledge in becoming more resourceful, more self-sufficient, then that can go a long way in terms of helping you feel that you're not at the mercy of these hogwashers. So please check that out. I will have a link for you below. And I want to thank all of you for being on board. I love my Healthy American family. You're smart, supportive, sophisticated, and a little snarky sometimes like I am. You know what? Once in a while, we have to do that. And boy, today I didn't realize I was going on a rant, but this is really crossing the line. They are going to be suffocating us literally. So let's keep planting trees. Let's keep more CO2 in the atmosphere because we know that when those trees are being nourished by it, they're giving us the oxygen. Everything is greener. It's thriving. It's more lush. And that's exactly how we want it. All right, friends, thanks for being on board this evening. And I'm always over at thehealthyamerican.org. Get on my free Substack as well, peggyhall.substack.com for deep dives with lots of links and analysis in a written format. It's absolutely free. And I want to thank those of you that actually have done a paid subscription as a way of supporting me. All right, friends, be with you in an upcoming video.